Gabella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
I am happy, ladies and gentlemen, to press this button.
He puts the maze in amazing.
Wow!
He puts the bro in broadcaster.
Hey, yes!
His NFL crystal ball is filled with vodka.
Priority number one.
He dominates lines like DeBella's nose in the 80s. Harry Mays is... Spreadmaster Mays.
The Spreadmaster has returned, ladies and gentlemen. Harry Mays is back with us once again. How you doing? It's nice to see you walking.
Doing great. Yeah, it was a year today. A year ago today, I smashed my ankle.
I remember getting the text message the night before saying, I'm not in tomorrow. Or I guess it would have been today. I'm not in tomorrow. And he sends me a picture of his foot all wrapped up in the hospital room.
I remember that shot.
September 14th.
Right. And how long were you off that leg?
A little over 3 months. I couldn't walk on it.
Wow.
We're back.
Yeah, well, good. I'm glad that you're here.
Until tomorrow when you golf.
Yeah,
tomorrow. Bring a rake with you or something. Huh?
Yeah, I got a crew. I have a whole grounds crew. Yeah.
Good. All right, well, let's start with what you're calling the game of the week, or what we're calling the game of the week, the Giants against the Cowboys. Cowboys are a three-point favorite. You know, the one thing I hate about this game is one of these two teams is going to win.
Yeah, that's true. But one of these two teams will be 0-2. That's the real beauty of this game. Yeah, the Giants faced one of the best defensive units in the NFL last week in Jacksonville. Their O-line had a lot of issues. However, Odell Beckham Jr. and Saquon Barkley are playmakers. They'll make some big plays Sunday night. Dallas's offense, they could only muster 232 yards against Carolina. Cole Beasley was their leading gainer with 73 yards receiving.
He works for our company, doesn't he?
He does. Yeah, that's right.
He's one of the owners.
But like I said, the best thing about this game is one of these two teams will be 0-2. I like the New York Football Giants getting the 3 points.
Yeah, okay. Yes. All right. Let's move to your lock of the week. Cleveland. Well, come on. You're picking a Cleveland game against New Orleans? Come on.
I took the Browns last week and won. But Drew Brees threw for 439 yards with 3 touchdowns last week in a shocking loss at home to the Buccaneers. The Saints' offense rolls at home, and I don't think the Browns are going to be able to keep up pace. Browns, their quarterback, Tyrod Taylor, he stinks, okay? And the Browns forced 6 Steeler turnovers and could only muster a tie. I don't usually like laying this many points in the NFL, but I'm taking the Saints minus the 9.5.
Okay.
Oh, that's a blowout, then.
Yes.
All right. So, and, of course, the Eagles at the Bucs. Eagles are only a 3-point favorite. That's us. We're the underdogs.
Yeah, that's okay. Use it to your advantage. The Eagles' offense, they look sluggish and not crisp at all in their Week 1 win. However, they did put together a nice drive late in the fourth quarter to take the lead. And I think Foles and company pick up right there. And they're going to incorporate some up-tempo stuff early, get Nick in a rhythm, and they're going to feast on a banged-up Buccaneers secondary. Okay, they're already that one cornerback is on injured reserve, and the other one's got a groin injury. Deshaun's banged up. I think Fitzpatrick wasn't sacked last week. Mm-hmm. The Eagles' defense is gonna rumble on him. I love the Eagles minus the 3 points.
I don't know all that much about New Orleans' defense. I mean, did New Orleans lose for them, for themselves, or was it really that their offense, that the Buccaneers' offense was that good last week?
Well, they didn't get to Fitzpatrick. He could just sit back there, and they got some really good receivers, and they made big plays. But if you got a pass rush, that changes everything. Mm-hmm. And the Eagles have a pass rush. Yeah.
All right. Well, Harry is going with the Giants-Cowboys game. He's taking the Giants on the lock of the week, the Cleveland-New Orleans game. He's actually taking the New Orleans with the 9.5 points. And then Eagles-Buccaneers favored by 3, and he's taking the Eagles. Harry, I got a song for you.
The Eagles are back, and they are set to a tackle going down to a FLA. We ain't got no fear from those mother Buccaneers. We'll take the W away. And we never cheated, all the teams we defeated. That's why we got the Lombardi. You know when I tease them, we're gonna kick. But this season it's gonna be a victory party. Football season, Buccaneers, get ready. And you might think that we're unfair. Singing hey diddle diddle, J of us through the middle, they'll be grabbing at nothing but air. So don't miss a chance to see an end zone dance on Sunday when the Eagles play. And Zach Ertz will be going, cause the Foles will be throwing touchdowns in Tampa Bay. We're going to
Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay.